Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about an article. Well, it's a post about an article that was published in The Lancet.
That's right. First appeared in The Lancet.
It first appeared in The Lancet. And we've talked about The Lancet before because The Lancet is a very well-respected journal that's published in the UK.
Right.
Is it UK?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of first major announcements, right. First major research findings are, mm-hmm. are published in The Lancet.
It's one of the oldest medical journals in the world.
Yeah.
It's been published for over 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been around a long, long time. And some of the great classic discoveries were announced in The Lancet.
Yeah.
First announced in The Lancet.
Exactly.
Long and illustrious history.
So today there was a paper written just within the last week,
right.
About mm-hmm. the idea of this adolescent period.
Well, that's right.
When we talk about adolescence, we've talked before about how adolescence is sort of a cultural phenomenon in
it
many
is.
Ways.
Mm-hmm. It's a social construct. You
right.
know, I mean, we sometimes confuse adolescence with
puberty,
you know, and they're two very different things.
Right.
Puberty
is a biological event.
That's right. That's right.
We have a process.
Right. So you have puberty, which can occur as early as 9 or 10,
right,
or as late as 14 or 15, but then you enter adolescence. Typically, we think of adolescence as age 13.
Right.
You know, you get into the
teen years yeah.
right? And so they don't correspond.
Right.
But you're right. Adolescence is cultural,
mm-hmm.
not biological.
Right. And so this paper that was published in The Lancet, and it's summarized in this well-written article in Bustle.com.
Yeah. Bustle, like hustle and bustle.
Right.
I hadn't seen it before.
Right.
But it has, isn't that Jennifer Aniston?
It does have Jennifer Aniston at the
I
top.
I knew that. My yeah. daughters would be proud. Jennifer Aniston is on the, I don't know what that has to do with it. It's probably, did she have a TV show?
That whatever they were proud of just went away.
They just took it away?
They just took it away.
No, I know she had a TV show. Some kind of TV show. So it's probably from her TV show.
I mean, it was about her and her friends. It was called Friends.
Okay. I'm sorry, girls.
So, but the title is Adolescence Last Age. It's difficult. This is a difficult title.
Right.
Adolescence Lasts Ages 10 to 24 as a Cultural Phase, according
That's right.
to this new study.
That's right. If you're going to talk about it as a cultural phenomenon, then you have to talk about 12 to 24.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, so this again is coming from a article published in The Lancet
right.
earlier this month
mm-hmm.
on January 17th.
Right.
And it was research done in Melbourne, and I'm assuming that it means Melbourne, Australia.
Australia, right? Mm-hmm. Not Florida.
Right. Yeah.
There's a Melbourne, Florida.
Yes. So it's Melbourne, Australia.
I'm sure it is because of all the spellings.
Yes.
It's all the UK. It's all the British spellings.
Right.
So.
Right. So I like what they talk about here
yeah.
as far as they work to define adolescence. And just as we were
mm-hmm.
just talking about, they define adolescence as the phase of life. Well, the quote is, the phase of life stretching between childhood and
That's
adulthood.
Right. That's right. It is the transition period
right.
between having no responsibilities as a child or,
mm-hmm.
or a few and having full responsibilities of an adult. And
right.
and typically, or in generations past, it was a shorter period.
Right.
The period between, it's always been a transition. Every
mm-hmm.
mammal goes mm-hmm. through this transition.
Right.
Okay, it begins at puberty, and in our species lasts until about 18 or 19. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so roughly corresponds to the teen years. But in some cultures, and in fact in our culture 200 or 300 years ago, it was much shorter.
Right.
If you go to the Amish cultures today, boys are doing, they're doing the same work their fathers do at 14 or 15 or 16. They're finished with school by eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about age 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they join the adult group at about that age, about 13, 14, 15. So that by 16 or 17, these boys are master carpenters.
Right.
If that's what their fathers are doing.
Right. And so, and as we've talked about in past podcasts, you know, this idea of the way we currently think of adolescence didn't really start until the Industrial Revolution.
That's right. That changed everything.
And the whole... and then when child labor laws started and all of this. So we have this phase that we refer to as adolescence continues to grow and now spans, according to this study, 14 years.
That's right. When child labor laws first came into existence back in the early, during the Industrial Revolution, the early 1900s, it meant kids were staying in school longer if they weren't allowed to work. And then we had compulsory education, so they had to be in school until 16. Mm-hmm. So the longer you extend the school years, the longer you extend adolescence. Well, today more and more kids are going to college, and so it extends into the early 20s.
Right.
Okay.
So. Yeah, and they talk about that here. The study that was published in The Lancet seemed to look at adolescence as this cultural construct.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, look, if we really think about what is happening during this phase of development, we have to expand it because as the challenges continue and as our society continues to evolve and adjust and change, what we expect from, traditionally, what we expect from teenagers and things like that, we continue to sort of hold to those who are entering into their early to mid 20s.
That's right.
Now we know that the brain continues to develop until the mid 20s. So it in some ways makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, my impression or my response to this study is, I think that there's a group or subgroup of the population where this is absolutely the case. We have lots of individuals who continue to be very adolescent-like into their early to mid-20s.
Absolutely.
But we do have those who are 17 or 18 who are ready to go, very adult-like, very responsible, and they have just, you know, through luck of genetics perhaps, they have made it through those challenging stages more quickly.
Right. If you have the ability, the financial means, to keep your children in school, high school, and then college, and especially if they don't have to work, and many children don't in today's economy, so you go to high school, you go to college, you may even go to graduate school, as long as you're in school and not working and don't have a mortgage payment and a car payment and all those things that change when you become an adult, it's normal that adolescence would be extended into your 20s.
Yeah.
So the message there is many parents needn't worry about this because eventually your child, let's say your child goes to law school or medical school, they're going to be in their late 20s before they begin to assume adult responsibilities. I don't see that as a problem.
Right.
Okay. Because other children will assume those responsibilities at 16 or 17.
Right.
Some assume those responsibilities far younger. I had a young woman in here the other day, 14 years old, taking care of her siblings and kind of managing the whole house at 14.
Right. And so let's clarify, when you talk about taking adult responsibilities, you're talking about having their own living environment, they're managing their car payment. You know, well, the 14-year-old's not managing her car payments and that kind of stuff. But, you know, certainly we want our 18, 19, 20-year-olds to be able to, you know, do their laundry and to be able to feed themselves and do those kinds of things, to be able to be responsible in that way. We don't want parents to be able to have to help organize their medical school students, organize their study habits and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, sort of entering into the adult world for occupation and you know, living independent.
And we've said many times that by age 18, by the time your child walks off that stage at high school graduation, they should be independent.
Right.
I mean, they should be able to take care of themselves and manage a bank account, do their own laundry, feed themselves a nutritious diet. So all that should be taken care of. So if you're still doing all that into their 20s, it's probably time to give them a little more independence.
Right.
But
yeah.
certainly if a kid is in school through, especially through professional school, adolescence is going to continue
right.
into your 20s. And it's not a huge problem.
Right. Okay. So, you know, I think that the take home, I
right,
guess,
right.
From
mm-hmm.
this study is that perhaps some of the things that we're seeing, like failure to launch, which we'll be talking about in tomorrow's
yeah.
podcast,
mm-hmm.
things like failure to launch aren't completely surprising.
That's right.
When we live in a society, in a culture mm-hmm. that does continue to take care of its young adults
right.
Into their early 20s,
right.
mid-20s.
And we will have interventions
right.
in other podcasts. We will talk about what should you do if you're a parent of a child who is in his or her 20s
mm-hmm.
and isn't making any serious moves toward independence, toward
right.
adult-like independence.
Right.
We'll have interventions. We purposely didn't talk about interventions.
Right.
Because, again, the take-home message in this one is you needn't fret too much about it,
right.
because as a cultural phenomenon, it's not surprising
right.
that adolescence is being continued.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Generally speaking. So we'll
yeah.
talk a little bit more about what to do to keep it from becoming such a burden
right.
Moving forward.
Right. Because you don't want a 25-year-old is understandable culturally and permissible. 35-year-old. Start to worry.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there may be something else,
right.
a more serious problem that you may want to consider.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
all right, that's it for today.
Yes, good.
All right, so until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you'll find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.